down until we get closer to the election, right?
Yeah, I think they all realized it, maybe some more later than others.
When has ours been reset, by the way, the runoff?
July 14th. Yeah, exactly. But they realized early on into this thing, we don't need to be doing hardcore politicking.
Yeah.
People don't want to hear it.
That's right.
Well, you're going to get hardcore great radio next with Joey and his entourage, Jay, Rich. See you in the morning, and I'll be back this afternoon with Rosie and the rest of the gang for happy hour.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. After saying he'd frozen money to the World Health Organization, President Trump says later he's considering doing that over what he calls a slow response to the coronavirus pandemic.
Where it came from, the extent of it, how serious it was, they never viewed it as that serious.
The president with Fox's Sean Hannity. Vice President Pence says the Centers for Disease Control may relax some guidelines for people who've been exposed to the virus and do not show symptoms.
In the circumstances under which they might be able to return back to work using some facial protection and monitoring their temperature.
We're close to 400,000 confirmed COVID-19 cases in the United States now, with nearly 13,000 deaths, 4,000 of those in New York City. Taliban leaders walk out of peace talks with Afghanistan's government, accusing it of delaying a prisoner swap negotiated with the United States. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Good morning, everybody. Another warm day ahead today, and I think we'll get one more warm day in tomorrow. Today's high temperature up to about 84. There could be some scattered showers and thunderstorms, especially, I think, by this afternoon, this evening and tonight. Tonight's low down to about 68. Tomorrow's high temperature in the low to mid-80s. Some isolated, widely scattered storms possible. Many towns will get skipped tomorrow. Friday, much cooler with a high temperature near 70. That's a big change. Mid-70s on Saturday with some spotty showers and all eyes on the Easter Sunday forecast. There's a storm system that could bring some strong, possibly severe storms to the state. We'll stay weather aware and we'll keep you up to date on that forecast as it develops. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Selma police arrest a Prattville man for impersonating a police officer. Police say 26-year-old Sean Payton Land is also charged with robbery and criminal mischief. Police say Land is in the Dallas County Jail on $36,000 bond. Alabama nursing homes are facing issues with coronavirus testing delays and getting needed supplies. The Alabama Nursing Home Association says 31 nursing homes in 17 counties now have at least one coronavirus case. And the Montgomery County EMA is doing its part to get needed supplies to medical workers. The EMA has given more than 70,000 masks to medical officials and first responders. EMA Director Christina Thornton says they've also given out 200 face shields and 13,000 pairs of gloves. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your Real Estate Minute. Interested in selling your house? Here are five ways to sell it fast. Number one, price it to sell, not to sit. Number one reason homes don't sell is the price. Buyers have shopped the market and they know when a house is overpriced. Second reason houses stay on the market is condition. Your home needs to be in showroom condition from day one on the market. Professionally cleaning the home, paint where needed, and landscaping will go miles in getting your home sold in the marketplace. Number three, to sell in this market, the seller must offer to pay a portion of the closing costs and prepaids. Number four, stage the home. Remove clutter, simplify the home, open it up, show off the house. Number five, use a local realtor to market your home. A realtor will sell your home faster and for more money than trying to sell it yourself. To get all the details on selling your home, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or my personal email, bogoodson@charter.net.
Saving usually means lowering your expectations, settling for less. But no one ever got less and thought, good for me. Now you can save on all your favorite stuff without giving anything up. Surf, swipe, and stream as much as you want with WOW Internet for only $34.99 a month. With our two-year price lock guarantee, these are savings you can count on. And when you sign up today at WOWWay.com, get a $100 Visa prepaid reward card. Offer for new customers with a two-year agreement. Auto pay and paperless billing. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
At Ace, we always have been and always will be committed to our local communities because we're here to help others. So in this time of need, your local Ace remains open. And since we're in your neighborhood, we can deliver almost anything you need. So shop in store or online for the home or yard products you're looking for and choose from top brands like Steel, Ego, Toro, and Scott's. Then you can pick up in store, curbside, or we'll deliver your order right to your door. Help is just around the block. See acehardware.com for details.
O'Reilly. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts for our spring break deals on lawn and garden batteries, wiper blades, brake kits, and more. Ready for an oil change? Get 5 quarts of Valvoline conventional or Max Life motor oil and a MicroGuard filter for $28.99. Plus, get a $7 gift card after mail-in rebate. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome in. You're listening to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. We're just getting things set up in the studio here. It's like we got a brand new car. New computer up here being installed as we speak by the ever so talented, my good friend. I was in this guy's wedding, Alan.
All right. Yeah. Alan.
He's doing a great job. So how are you this morning, Eddie Bader?
A little stressed out running around this morning, but all is well now. All is well.
I hope it's all like the real good, estate. Work-related. You're just trying to make the dollar.
Exactly. You know? Chasing the dollar.
We need folks like you out there working, because unfortunately everybody's been shut down for the most part.
Yeah, they have. And a lot of people, the clients that I'm dealing with, their paranoia factor or their cautionary factor is kind of moved up a good bit as well. As far as looking at houses that are not vacant, people are kind of backing away from that a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
And for good reason. I can't blame them.
Oh, yeah, and everybody does need to be cautious. You know, I'm starting to see that. I just posted about this on the Book of Faces. I'm starting to see folks who made their predictions, and what's the Yogi Bearism? Mm-hmm. Funny thing about it's really hard. Predictions are really hard, especially ones about the future, something like that.
Yeah, yep, yep.
And so people made their predictions about what this virus outbreak would mean. Now, you have many ways you could make a prediction. You could talk about the lethality rate of the virus, talk about how lethal it is just on a particular physiology, how quickly it spreads, how infectious it is.
Yes.
You could talk about, if human beings respond, whether we have lockdowns or mitigation efforts, and we have our social distancing, and we're constantly washing the skin off our hands, and all this jazz. You can make predictions about how many would die. And it seems some people underestimated this, especially early on. And you even had people like Dr. Fauci thinking they had this under control. I think a lot of that has to do with the guidance from the World Health Organization.
From who?
The WHO. Who? Yes. Yeah. Who are you? And I believe that's why Trump yesterday started saying, you know, they're China-centric.
But you can't argue with him on some of that now.
I think there's some truth to that.
You even said the other day, I couldn't say Taiwan.
Right. And so that was a weird TV interview. And the guy couldn't say Taiwan in this TV interview because he's a little beholden to China, and China doesn't recognize Taiwan as an independent nation.
But just to make sure we're on the same page, isn't it very important for the leader of the WHO to be as independent as he can be. He should be beholden to no one.
Ideally, but that's not how any of this works with international institutions. Right. And ideally, you do need a hub. I don't know if it needs to be this sort of government-like institution, but you do need a way for professionals, doctors, public health officials around the world to communicate with one another, and I think that's fine. But with the WHO just getting it wrong, I think the president's right on this, mm-hmm. it led to a lot of other very smart people getting it wrong. But here's the deal. There are a lot of people who underestimated this virus outbreak mm-hmm. in many ways. There are many people who overestimated this.
Oh, yes.
We're starting to see, as even the models we were presented last week by the White House task force, seems like we're to come in under those models.
Which is a good thing.
They said 100,000 to 240,000 people would die with the mitigation efforts.
Mm-hmm.
You had Cuomo, a couple weeks ago saying, what am I going to do? You give me 400 ventilators, I need 40,000, I need 30,000. What are you going to do? You pick the 26,000 people who are going to die. And, you know, I guess he's putting on a show, and he's rightfully looking out for his people in his state, but...
But when you put that much BS behind it, it's hard to take someone serious.
Well, here's the point I'm getting to, I'm groping towards.
Okay.
Is that if he's looking at models as governor of New York, and mm-hmm. it really is the epicenter of the country, mm-hmm. and this is what his professionals are telling him, mm-hmm. no wonder he's acting that way. No wonder. I don't think it's just... political, I'll put it that way.
But is he not just taking them for every word they say, instead of just maybe putting a little bit of his own thought into it and saying maybe they're just going over the top? He's taking them quite literally. If 100,000 are going to die, well, 100,000 better die.
Right, and then there's the show part of it. Mm-hmm. But I think he was going based on the model. So there are people who underestimated this, people who overestimated this.
Right.
And I assume, not many, there were some people who were pretty spot on with the profile of this virus. There are a few people in the field of epidemiology and mm-hmm. infectious disease who've been following these things for years, been warning about something like this for years. It's kind of like a classic Hollywood movie trope, like the one scientist.
You couldn't have wrote this.
No, what is it, the day after tomorrow? Imagine Nicolas Cage as some brilliant epidemiologist.
The weatherman.
What's the one where he's in the bee outfit?
Oh,
it's like Con Air, but it's infectious disease, folks.
Yes. Oh, I can't think of it.
And it's the one guy who's like, I've been telling y'all for years that this was coming, but you wouldn't listen. And the corrupt politicians and the corrupt corporate interest and just these complacent people going about their normal lives, they have no idea what's coming their way.
Like an asteroid.
Right. And then you have folks that are going into their own alternative narratives based on their own persuasion. Yeah. I'll start with my own tribe, so to speak.
Okay.
Libertarians are all like, you know what this crisis has shown? You got to get rid of government regulation. It slows things down. You got to give people back their money through tax cuts and credits. And I mean, freedom is the best policy, folks.
Freedom.
And then you get kind of the Republican response, which is a little bit of that from the libertarian camp. But they also are like, but you got to be strong. Got to be secure. We want people to be safe.
That's right.
We want people to be safe. We're working with incredible American business like Boeing mm-hmm. and Raytheon. So you start getting into the big corporate mm-hmm. crony stuff. And then the Democrats, the progressives, they're saying what this crisis has shown us. Well, Trump has said what this crisis has shown me is that I'm a good leader. I'm strong. And actually, I think Trump has done all right.
I thought he had.
I'm not going to give him a failing grade by any means. And I think the reason people like Joe Scarborough on Morning Joe are pitching a fit is because they know if Trump gets through this and we get under these projected levels,
who's the
and
hero?
The economy comes back, this guy gets reelected.
No doubt. No doubt.
But libertarians are all like, hey, our philosophy's been vindicated. And Republicans are like, well, see how great the president is? And then the Democrats are like, no, the president's awful, and we should nationalize everything.
Yes. If we only had national health care.
It's not up to governors and mayors. It's not up to private industry to provide these things. We should have funded international institutions more, and we should respect the Chinese government.
And it's so crazy, though, Joey. Every one of those parties see a victory in this by saying, I told you this was coming. I told you so. But well, at the same time, quick to point, but those guys, now those guys didn't know.
And then those who are in the conspiracy camp are like, I told you.
Oh, conspiracy. It's 5G. Gotta be going nuts now.
It's 5G. Oh, yeah, the 5G. It's these medical hospital baby. Ships. Yeah. They're not there to help people. You're going into those Navy boats, but you're not coming out.
That's right.
Like, I mean, it's funny how everybody in their own respective camp is like, well, this vindicates me.
Well, that's what I was always thinking about. You remember in the past probably 2 years, doomsday prepper shows and all that?
Yeah.
So these guys got to be, like, in heaven because, you know, I told you it was coming, and now they get to quarantine like they wanted to. They get to eat their 5-gallon buckets of dried oats.
Right.
They just got to be as happy as they can be. But I think they're not going to – what they probably didn't predict with their gloom and doom is, oh, wait, we're going to pull out of this. I'm not going to be down in my bunker for 10 years.
Right, exactly. Exactly. It's like you got a lot of oats there, man. Luckily, right. Those things have quite a shelf life. Yeah. Make sure it's sealed up well. You don't want moths growing.
No,
But there's also a lot of good news, and that's what's funny to me. As more good news comes in rather than bad,
good.
As we start to flatten the curve and get
turn
on the other,
corner, yeah.
Other side of this, turn mm-hmm. the corner, yes. I think more and more, all these respective camps, that's why I started with my own. I'm not immune to this. When I looked at this crisis, I'm like, yeah, get rid of regulation.
Okay,
well, people want their money back. We're destroying the economy. Those were my concerns.
Quick sidebar on your camp. Were you one of the people in your camp going, I told you?
No.
Or were you
No, my
having
approach
the
to
typical...
this, I've had two, let's say, two boxes I pulled from.
Okay.
One was, and we can go back and listen. I won't do that to the audience yet. let's have Joey listen to Joey and comment on Joey. Right. That's interesting radio. But no, one I pulled from was the life is full of death and tragedy box.
Okay.
Which is true.
That's true.
And we went over death statistics.
Exactly.
I mean, cancer takes people out. Heart disease takes people out. Already respiratory issues.
Yes.
Or some might call it respiratory. But
respiratory.
It's respiratory. And if you go down the line, I mean, car accidents, a lot of people die. Yes. We had a terrible flu outbreak from 17 to 18, that time frame.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, there have been these things going on, and so I've been kind of trying to remind people, hey, keep death, for lack of a better word, in perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you see those statistics, like 300,000 from cancer, mm-hmm. you might, you know, not have been affected by that. Chances are pretty good, because that's a pretty big number. That's,
yeah.
But when you just see the stat, it's kind of cold. It's kind of abstract.
Right.
You don't think about it. And as I've said before, then say you get a loved one who gets it and dies from cancer.
Suddenly,
it becomes very, very
right.
real.
Yep.
Same thing with car accidents, any stat.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about the 17 people who die from, like, vending machines falling on them a year. But if you lose your say, my dad died because he was trying to load a Coke machine, and he loaded it up, but it was on bad footings, and mm-hmm. it fell on top of him. And that's very sad, but it's also
wow.
That's an interesting way to go. So I pulled from that box. Life is tragic, and the only thing we can really control in this response is it going to harden or soften your heart towards your fellow man?
Okay.
Are you going to look on the bright side, or are you going to just use this as an excuse to tear people down? Are you trying to beat the virus by coming together, or are you trying to use the virus to beat your opponents over the head?
There you go.
And then the other box I was pulling from is let's follow the story of human ingenuity here. Let's follow what happens when people realize there is a problem.
Mm-hmm.
It's very confusing. It's very uncertain. It's daunting. Like, we're seeing millions dead, hundreds of thousands dead. What is this? But watch the American medical system, as well as responsibility on the personal level, and the private sector jump in, the government jump in. Watch them work together, look at a problem, and do what Americans do best. We screw up a lot to begin with. It's that old Churchill
quote. Unless there's a crisis.
No, even in a crisis, we screw up a lot. We do the wrong thing over and over again, but then we eventually get to the right thing. And because we speed through our screw-ups, we usually get to the right thing pretty damn quickly. And that's exactly what's happening here. More and more good news is coming out.
Yeah.
So as people try to say, I'm vindicated by this crisis, I think the only person or people that might be vindicated are a few lowly epidemiologists and infectious disease experts who are like Nick Cage in a Hollywood movie. I told these people this was coming.
But you're not talking about Fauci, are you?
No. I think Fauci isn't somebody, and this is probably the wrong goal, vindication. I think Fauci was a manager of this, and I think he's done a pretty darn good job. I think Dr. Birx has done a pretty darn good job. I think Fauci is prone to over-the-top rhetoric to get people to do things.
To get people to pay attention. Is that?
Yeah, for instance, and I learned this from Dr. Drew, another guy who apologized the other day. He said, I apologize for comparing this to the flu. I got into what Scott Adams calls loser think. I was comparing this pandemic to past pandemics, and it's never the same. And so it wasn't like the flu. I apologize for that. Mm-hmm. But he has said, hey, listen to Dr. Fauci. And he worked with Dr. Fauci back during the AIDS crisis. Okay. And during the AIDS crisis, Dr. Fauci was saying millions and millions would die. Right. Well, it turned out because of ingenuity and more responsible practices by all sorts of people out there, that did not come to pass. And now AIDS is a manageable disease. It's chronic still, but it's still a manageable disease.
Not like it
it's
was.
It's not killing people.
Right.
And now they have preventative measures. You can take a prophylactic drug, mm-hmm. Aside from other prophylactics, that can prevent it. So that's me. Hey, have a tragic view of life. Bad stuff happens. And then you respond to that with ingenuity, innovation, responsibility. And then everybody else wants to play the blame game, and I'm vindicated. We'll see where this goes. But there is so much good news going on. For instance, New York hospitals have discharged more coronavirus patients than they're bringing in for four straight days now.
Yep.
That's incredible. Jack Dorsey, you know, the darling of Twitter, he's the Twitter owner, he donated $1 billion of his equity in a company called Square to COVID-19 relief efforts. $1 billion.
Wow.
Good God.
Wow.
I mean, and you get celebrities all over the globe that are raising money.
Yeah, where's this money going? I've noticed that celebrities raising money, the concerts and things like that. Where'd it go?
Right.
I mean, who is the manager of the COVID-19 cash?
There are a lot of organizations. It's a big question. But then you get stories like over 300,000 people have recovered from this worldwide at this point. 107-year-old Dutch woman is one of those people
right,
to overcome
kick butt.
It. We reported about a 104-year-old man who recovered, 107-year-old woman.
I think we hooked these two up.
It's incredible stuff. So as we get through this fog of war, and we're now understanding what weapons, if we want to use this metaphor, what weapons we need to use to combat the virus itself, we will start to play more and more the political game and who's really to blame and what party would have managed this better. And when I look at what's going on, I tend to think, hey, here's my worry. Is we are giving away the store in terms of trying to get this economy going. They're talking about not just Pelosi. Donald Trump, the president, last night on Sean Hannity was talking about, yeah, we're going to have to do phase four. Phase four. Another probably $1.5 trillion, maybe $2 trillion. It's unreal.
Well, my problem with that is if it's going to cost us, like we talked about the other day, Joe, it's costing every U.S. citizen $6,000 to get $1,200.
Right. We're spending not only the past wealth built up by our ancestors, but we're spending the future wealth of this country.
Right.
And I get it. It's crisis. But like I've been saying, and I sound like a broken record, when you have this sort of, let's call it a war, that's the health of the state. And they start to do things that we should be very worried about, even if it's in the name of helping us, even if they really mean well and want to help us. This is not... We're not out of the woods yet.
No, and I understand.
Out of the fire into the frying pan.
Right, I understand keeping the economy going. I'm big about that. My worry is we're going to get a lot of people, and depends on how fast this we recover, but we'll get a lot of people used to that money coming in the mail.
Right.
And if I can make more money sitting on my butt than I can working,
right,
what am I going to do?
Well, and how does this affect the future of healthcare? I think one thing this does with healthcare, and this is just an idea that popped in my head yesterday, is I think we're going to get more personalized genetic testing.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Because we're seeing that this virus and many other diseases affect different people, well, differently.
Yeah.
Shocker there. But if you could actually get a detailed understanding of your genetics and how certain things may affect you, or say if something new comes along like this coronavirus, you'll have at least a genetic profile that you can work with your doctor on your own. I'm not for some big, you know, national database.
Oh, too late. Too late.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, they probably already got that, right? They swabbed a cup I was using the other day.
If another crisis comes up, they're like, Joey, we just happened to get a random sample of your blood one day, and you're immune to this virus.
Apparently,
so
you have
to come in.
You're like Charlie Sheen. You have Adonis
That's
DNA.
Right.
You have tiger blood, like
tiger
Joe Exotic.
Blood. We need a vial of it.
272-9228. Let's go to the phones.
All right.
News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey, Steve, how you doing?
Well, Jack in there, so I guess that fits.
He's about to call in here any moment.
Hey, you know, during the Great Depression, when people were committing suicide and they'd lost their homes and lost their land and lost their jobs and they lost everything, and there were roaming caravans of people looking for food and work, and
right,
you didn't have level one, level two, level three, level four of the government stepping in to bail them out. And somehow, some way, they survived it and went on to do really, really great things.
Well, and if anything, the government action was counterproductive and prolonged the depression. Then actually, that you bring this up plays into what I've been saying here the last 20 minutes. Watch out for whose narrative, politically speaking, is going to be vindicated out of this, whether it's true or not. For instance, a lot of people have been saying, people in my own family, FDR got us out of the Great Depression. No, we didn't. But even historians are now recognizing that. Well, he gave people hope. Well, maybe so. But it's interesting how it may not be factually true, but it becomes a story in the minds of the public, and they credit particular people who may not have actually done much.
They were just there.
Right.
But he did start it.
It's kind of like Miss Elizabeth in wrestling.
Well, people's self-will and ingenuity, you know, they have the ability to figure things out.
Yes.
If their parents don't keep them in the nest too long and don't do everything for them. And the people that do it, they're crippled because they're always dependent. But, you know, I know you do a lot of reading, Joey, and I know you do a lot of research.
Sure.
If you look back down through the other, four or five pandemics we've had, and can you find out, can you see in there somewhere where you had this just this continual bashing of whoever was in charge of, or were we more united back then in trying to defeat, you know,
Well, I know a little bit, and I actually got this from, of all people, Tommy Tuberville, will be joining the program at 11.
Yes.
He mentioned the Spanish flu, as we're calling it.
Mm-hmm.
Woodrow Wilson didn't even make a comment on it.
Didn't even make a comment.
Now, some of that might have been because of the war, but I think if you go back, especially as you're getting out of frontier America into developing America, 20th century America, it really was a culture that was, I think, a bit more used to taking risk. And this is how life is.
Yeah.
It's rough. It's tough. They were caring. Our ancestors are, you know, they're the people that made us who we are today. But there was, I think, an edge to them. They understood, hey, this is part of life.
Yeah.
And they didn't have the same hopes, I think, in their medical capabilities.
Right.
So
right.
I think there was less of an urge. I'm sure people, I bet you it was more on a... let's say a spiritual basis, people were blaming one another,
mm-hmm.
I would bet. But, yeah, because there wasn't as much belief at that point in the technocrat to solve every problem.
There you go.
I'd imagine there wasn't as much blame going around as it is today.
Well, bottom line, in closing this out, during those other four or five pandemics or the, you know, polio deal of the 50s, Trump wasn't anywhere around.
Right.
And they had them, and they found a cure. They worked through them, and they came out on the other side. It's just such a defeatist attitude, and you hear it every day on the, you know, it's just continual bombardment of your emotional stability.
Yes.
There's no hope. Have a good day.
Hey, appreciate it, Steve. Thank you. 272-9228. I want to see who this is on line two. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Hi, you there.
I thought it was you. Jack Campbell, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
I'm good.
Doing well.
Doing good.
Isn't that lovely? Mm-hmm. Isn't it a lovely day?
It is.
You know, as if coronavirus wasn't bad enough, I opened the door this morning and to let the dog out, and I thought, oh, good God. Gloom and doom.
Well, I'm glad you called in, though, and you called when you said you would, but I, you know, the channel Governor Cuomo, Jack, you said you're going to give me 2.5 hours. I got 3 hours to fill. How am I supposed to fill 30 minutes without you here? You picked the 30 minutes that I'm going to kill.
That's right. It's on you,
well,
Jack.
Well, let me just ask you, what in the hell are you doing in the bathroom day and night? Why don't you get out and give someone else some time?
Oh, man. Well, we're going to hit a break here soon, but Jack, we have a new computer.
Yeah.
Here in the studio because
I heard. Yeah. What does that mean?
It means we're going to try to set you up to where you don't have to call in on this phone line.
Yeah.
You can call in and it'll sound like you're in the studio.
Oh, we could play a game. Is Jack here or not?
And then I will actually be able to see you. We're not going to broadcast our faces to the world.
Well, no, but, because I'm a sight for sore eyes in the morning.
Well, there's a reason
I'm
you guys are in radio.
Person.
Yeah. Uh-huh. There's a reason you boys are in radio and not TV.
Well, you're a fine one to talk.
But, Jack, before we hit this
I've
break...
I've only heard Eddie Bader radio ads. I've never seen Eddie Bader TV ads.
I'm working on it.
He comes in under the radar. I mean, He's not so good-looking he stands out, or the other way. He's not so ugly. It's not like he's got a hump or anything.
I just need a haircut, Joey. Give me a break, man.
Exactly. There you go. It's amazing what a haircut can do, but... Before we hit this break, I want to test out this computer, Jack, and play the clip I mentioned to you last night from this press conference yesterday. And it's actually a Bloomberg reporter who tries to ask Trump a question about oil. So let's see if this clip will work here with this new computer.
All right, here we go.
It's very short, but listen in, folks.
Hey, just checking on oil again today. I was wondering if,
oil?
Yeah.
Where is it today?
I was wondering if you...
No, where's the price? Give me the price.
I'm not sure, to be honest.
How can you ask a question when you don't know the price?
I'll look it up for you.
Okay, let me do somebody else. Then. Go ahead.
I love it. I love it. He flipped the script on him because you know he was going to try to throw out a gotcha. And instead, Trump flipped the script.
Yeah, I think Trump and that guy have built up over these last few weeks kind of a, there's a little animosity there.
Yeah.
That particular reporter, that was very funny.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, and the reporter was even like smiling nervously, like, what the hell is happening right now? 272-9228. Y'all are listening to News and Views. I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Campbell on the phone. Eddie Bader in the house. And, well, I guess we need to... Carry on.
Break. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Pay it just feels good right now. New computer. My good friends here on the air with me.
All is well in the world right now.
I just want to say I'm grateful.
And look, we're in the green, too, on the market. Stock market's in the green.
And, Jack, did you know that the last 4 days, New York hospitals have released more people after recovering than they've taken people in for coronavirus?
Who's reporting that? Anyone?
The Blaze. And there's a great thing. I'll just give away my resource. If you go to Reddit, just go to the Uplifting News subreddit.
Mm-hmm.
There's all sorts of great stuff in here. Great stuff. And there is good news going on. So don't expect cable news to report that.
No.
You got to search for. But more News and Views when we come back.
River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Sounds like a job for AC Pilot Choir.
Turn to the experts at AC Pilot Choir and Carrier to save up to $1,850 on a new Carrier AC and heating system. Or get 0% financing up to 60 months with approved credit. Plus, get a 10-year parts and labor warranty on your new system when you sign a maintenance agreement. Contact AC Pilot Choir for details. ACPilotChoir.com.
Sounds like a job for AC Pilot Choir.
License number 84417.
Let's face it, moving is stressful. Whether it's a business, trying to minimize downtime, a family saying goodbye to their home, or maybe just arranging new furniture in their new home. That's where Admiral Movers comes in. Hi, I'm Whit Mitchell, Montgomery native and new owner of Admiral Movers. For over 30 years, the River Region has trusted Admiral Movers' experienced team members to move its homes and businesses. It's a responsibility we don't take lightly. So no matter what your next move is, make sure it's Admiral Movers. And don't forget to mention News Talk to save 10% on your next move.
Hello, Central Alabama. Have you ever seen anything like the chaos and uncertainty surrounding this coronavirus? I know I haven't. This is Al Crosby, president of Crosby Electric, and if you are like me, you really don't quite know what to make of it all. Allow me to share a verse from God's Word that has brought me great comfort over the years. Psalm 46, verse 1 states, God is our protection and our strength. He always helps in times of trouble. Well, friends, no matter what you think about how this virus situation is being handled, I think we can all agree that we are in trouble. And I want to submit to you that we have only one source of supernatural help, of unchangeable hope and peace, and that is the Lord and His Word. Please join me in praying for our city and our country and all the medical workers and first responders who are putting themselves in harm's way for us. I truly believe our best days are ahead. God bless you and be safe.
This is Joanne Jenkins, CEO of AARP. The coronavirus continues to affect us all, and we are here actively supporting you and your community. Every day, we're providing trusted information from top health experts, sharing tools to help protect families from fraud, and creating resources to support family caregivers everywhere. As always, you can count on AARP to advocate for you and your family. Join us and stay connected at aarp.org/coronavirus.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Hey, Jack, how you doing?
Fine, how you
doing? I'm doing. Yeah, oh, I like you. You bent to the higher pitch there. I like that, Jack.
Well, somebody was holding me somewhere.
Uh-huh. See, this is the problem. I'll be able to see you, Jack. I'm not sure what you're doing.
Do you got pants on, Jack?
I'm just sitting here with my dog, who follows me every room I go in.
Well, he loves you. I don't know if it's a codependent love or not, but he loves you.
Oh, it's codependent, believe me. I'm as sick as the next guy.
Now, here's somebody I hope folks become dependent on because he does great work, and it's not a bad thing. It's right. A good thing. If you've got, you know, neck pain, upper back, mid-back, lower back pain, maybe a weird pain in the knee, sometimes that could be more than just, you know, the knee directly, any sort of musculoskeletal pain, why not give Doc Tom Pershing a call, Dr. Tom? He's a chiropractor there in Wetumpka. You can call him at 514-7600 and make an appointment. And it's very easy. Once you sit down, he'll get your family history, your own medical history, so he can maybe think about any underlying problems he might find along the way. He'll do kind of a workup based on the symptoms you have. And then he'll start to give you initial treatments, and it'll usually be over a course of several weeks or months, depending on what the issue is. But it could be something like laser treatment or spinal decompression. He has so many therapies over there. Dr. Pershing does over in Wetumpka on Tallahassee Highway. Why not give him a call? 514-7600. Be sure to tell him Joey from the radio sent you. And with this virus outbreak going on, we don't want to go crazy going to the hospital or even the doc in the box. If you got more pain, and again, in that back, in the neck, you know, in the leg somewhere or something like that, why not try chiropractic? Or what is it? Chiropractic?
Chiropractor.
Go see a chiropractor like Dr. Tom. He's great. He's got thousands of hours of experience not only doing the job but teaching it. He is great. Again, that number, 514-7600. Thank you to Dr. Tom Pershing. We have a great sponsor here of News and Views. What is the correct term, Jack? Chiropractic?
What do you mean?
If somebody is, if somebody's a chiropractor.
Chiropractic services.
Chiropractic services. Okay.
I need to just call Dr. Tom and ask.
That's what I would do.
272-9228. We've got Jim on the line here with us, Jack. Hey, Jim. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Are y'all on the new computer? I mean, is it running everything?
Yeah,
right now it is.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah. It seems the I listen to you online a lot, and it seems a lot better this morning.
Very good.
The reception. I don't know if that affects it or not, but yeah. Anyways, I didn't realize we weren't on the air. Think about, I was talking to Joey about this Dr. Ezekiel Emanuel, you know. He wants to have everybody locked up for another 18 months.
I saw that.
Locked down. Yeah. Yeah. Do you realize that the president came out today and said, we are going to lock down for 18 months? The stock market would go to about five.
A negative five?
Oh, yeah. It would completely tank. The country would go into a panic. People would be storming stores and ripping things. I mean, it would destroy this country.
Oh, no,
totally
no
destroy it.
Now, why do you think he put that out there?
Oh, I think that's Brock's buddy.
Yep, it's a Biden advisor, Obamacare architect.
So. Yep, that's what they're doing. Yep. There are people, and you know, I'm not a big conspiracy guy, but there are people working for the other side, and they're sitting around with their buddy George, and plotting things to do to throw a wrench in this thing and destroy it. That's what they're doing.
You're right.
And every day they're going to pump out more crap. And there are people that are on their payroll, like Jolt and Joe in the morning, and people, MSNBC, CNN, people like that. They use them to pump out all this negative stuff. And as things get better, their dire predictions are going to get worse. So,
exactly.
I mean, it's the same thing they've been doing for the last almost 4 years since Trump was elected.
Exactly.
All bad, all bad.
Yeah, I mean, that's just insane to think you could lock people up for 18 months. I mean, people there'd be mass suicide.
Yeah, we'd never make it 18 months. I mean, let's be honest, we're struggling at, what, 3-4 weeks here now.
Yeah, yeah. And things are going to turn around here. Mm-hmm. And like I said, as things get better, they're going to see more things trying to destroy that progress.
Exactly. But, as things get better, they're going to do, you can tell things are getting better because the Democrats will come out and start trying to rain negativity. On the
they've already started.
Yeah,
they've been doing it.
There you go.
Yeah, I know things are getting better because when I, unfortunately, I have my email is Yahoo, and I have to go to that crappy homepage there every now and then, and they didn't have any negative stuff about the virus on it today. It was more. Some good news. So even they can't even find any bad stuff to report. So I'm hoping the UK Prime Minister there is getting better. He said he is responding and getting better.
Yeah, he's taking oxygen. He's not on a ventilator, thank God. Now, I was hearing, I think we've been kind of misled that the ventilator is, it can be life-saving, but you don't even want to get to that point.
No.
No.
I mean, usually even people who get ventilators don't have a high survival rate, so that should be a last resort.
I look at it like this. Being on a ventilator is like using white gas to run your lawnmower.
Yeah, buddy. Mm.
It will burn. It'll run great for a while. Boy, it'll take off, and then ruin it.
Yep.
It'll ruin it.
Right. Well, Jim, I appreciate you calling.
Hey, good call, Jim.
Yeah, y'all have a good day.
You too, buddy.
So, Jack, are you looking forward to talk to Coach Tommy Tuberville here at 11?
Yeah, I sure am, because I haven't seen him in a while or gotten to talk to him.
Yeah, he's asked about you last few times he's come in. So I'm going to try to push back and let you two talk, and I'll just eavesdrop a little, okay?
Oh, whatever, Joey. You can't stand it. You can't help yourself.
Are you saying he's a little bit of a mark for Tommy Tuberville? He's a fan?
Oh, he's just, he's just a Budinsky.
How dare you? Seriously, Jack Campbell. I don't know if we want to give you better audio.
How dare you?
I have been on a ventilator after heart surgery in 2013. I had quadruple bypass, and I think I had it on a Wednesday, and then Thursday night, I wasn't doing well, and they put me on a ventilator, and I remember waking up on a Saturday, and I was so incredibly thirsty that, and that, of course, you can't have anything to eat or drink. It's just, you know, you're just drying out, and they would put this little, remember those things you would seal envelopes with, the little tube that had water in it, had sponge on the end. They would kind of rub that on my gums, but it was horrible. Mm-hmm. And thank God I got better and I was able to get off of it.
And don't you have to work with the ventilator so you're conscious and you kind of work with it?
It'll do it for you because, you know, obviously there are times when you're asleep, but it was the most unpleasant experience of my life.
I believe.
It was pretty horrible.
I bet it was.
Well.
Anyway, I made it, so much to the chagrin of many people, but I'm still here.
Well, and if you do ever pass, we'll just bury your face down so they can all kiss you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that'd be a great thing.
I think that's how Jack.
Well, I would be cremated, but it'll be a grease fire, and I'm really worried about that.
Is that barbecue?
We got it. Another break. More news and views when we come back. 272-9228 if you want to get it on the program.
In your pocket? Download the Newstalk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Are you ready to invest in your future and work with a Southern brand you know and trust? Jenny King, the King of Clean, is in very high demand right now in this area. So we're looking for motivated, customer-oriented people who want to pursue the dream of working for themselves, but not by themselves. Go to JennyKingCleans.com now and see how our proven track record can help you become financially independent with a company that has been cleaning for over 30 years. That's JennyKingCleans.com.
Jenny King, the King of Clean.
Since 1957, Thompson Tractor has been committed to serving the needs of our customers and employees. The country relies on you, our customers, to provide power, water, transportation of goods, infrastructure, governmental services, health care, secure data, and even food on the table. And you rely on us to make sure you can do your jobs. We're dedicated to doing our part. Thompson Tractor is open for business. Although it's by no means business as usual, we want you to know we're up and running. As a company, we're following all CDC protocols and guidelines. But all branches are open to support service, parts, rental, and sales. Online genuine CAT parts ordering is open 24/7 at parts.cat.com. For locations, hours, and real-time updates, visit thompsontractor.com or follow us on social media. Together, we'll get through this, because just like you, we have what it takes.
Marguerite's is offering drive-up services during the current health crisis. Marguerite's gifting, repair, appraisal, buying and trading, and watch services are all available. Marguerite's will be replacing watch batteries and hearing aid batteries at no charge to the community during the crisis. You may call Marguerite's at 334-270-0074 for more info or the texting of images. Thank you and stay well.
For more information, call Marguerite's 334-270-0074.
This is Frank Bertarelli. We'd like to take time out to thank Blue Water Broadcasting for their years of help in growing our business. Over 25 years with Zap Pest Control and still growing thanks to Blue Water Broadcasting.
Radio advertising is an investment in the success of your business. It grows traffic, creates demand, and generates more revenue. Call us and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. With all the coronavirus supplies needed across the entire United States, Wiley Sanders needs truck drivers immediately. Be home every weekend and two nights a week. Call 855-777-9785. Wiley Sanders needs you.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We'll be radar watching later on today and tonight for maybe a few stronger storms in the area. It'll be a warm day with a high temperature up to about 84. Scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon and tonight. And again, some of the storms could be strong with damaging wind gusts and maybe some hail. Overnight low temperature down to about 68. Tomorrow, I think high temperatures will be at least in the low 80s. There could be some isolated showers around as a front moves through the area. That front delivers much cooler air. Friday's high around 70, I think, to dry day. I think much of Saturday is dry with a high in the mid-70s. Showers and thunderstorms in the overnight hours Saturday night, and some of the storms on Easter Sunday could be severe. We're watching that storm system very carefully. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you strapped for cash but need a car right now? No problem. Get an auto loan from ASE and make no payment for 90 days. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get on the program. But all lines are full, so good luck with that, with the busy signal. And what did we do, Jack, that got everybody so excited?
I don't know.
It's the fact we got Jack Campbell on the phone. That's what it is.
But because we're so loaded up, let's make these calls as brief as possible. Callers, start with, well, the person in front.
All right.
Flower Child, welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Morning.
Joey, I tried to find the second hour of Dan's show yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Because apparently when I went into the store, Sessions was speaking.
Yeah, he was on for about 30 minutes.
Okay. But the second hour is not there. Is.
Uh-oh.
Do you know if there's a reason?
Sessions might have said something that he didn't want him to say.
It should be there, but I'll get with Jay.
I mean, I checked
it yesterday.
It's
a Tuberville conspiracy.
The deep state, they heard Jay, they heard Sessions say something they didn't like.
I know we have the file, though, Flower Child. I just I just uploaded it to replay this weekend.
Are you going to let me call in and ask Tuberville some questions?
I'm looking forward to it. But Joey's the boss.
How long do we have with him, Jack?
That didn't say.
It depends on how long, Flower Child. We're going to kind of open it up. If we do an hour, we'll open it up.
Okay. I would really like to know how he feels about HB1 visas and kind of like Mama Bear, Papa Bear.
Yeah.
Would he increase that number? Is it just right, or would he decrease it?
What is that, Flower Child? Tell me.
That's, you know, like he, like Facebook and Google and them, they want to import... engineers, like it's, from India.
Yeah. It's high-skilled high-skilled workers, degreed workers, yeah.
Uh-huh. And, you know, that's what Mike Lee is trying to present in his bill. And I don't like it because it takes away American IT jobs. They pay the Indians 30% less than they do the Americans.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then, again, did you see the article about Dr. Shadia this morning? The MIT guy?
No.
It's on Gateway Pundit. And he's connecting the dots. He's got 4 degrees from MIT. He's telling you how Gates and Fauci and the World Health Organization and who's the other one? CDC are connected, which is what I've always been saying about that. And, I want to know who he self-identifies with in Congress.
Tuberville does? Yeah, sure.
Tuberville. And who he would distance himself from on the Republican side.
That's a good question. Absolutely. Yes.
Okay.
Thanks,
Margo. Bye.
Bye.
Well, wait a minute. I have a question about that. How do you know till you get up there?
Yeah, that's a good. I already hung up on her, but that's a good point. I mean, I guess it would be your impression of somebody as they've already done their work, but. Like, are you going to be more in the Mitt Romney camp or the Lindsey Graham camp or the Rand Paul?
Rand Paul camp.
By the way, Rand Paul's fully recovered.
Yes, and, actually helping out now.
And now helping people. So we'll see where that goes. Yeah, that's a good question for Tommy. Who does he kind of see up there working right now? I guess he'll be in the Richard Shelby camp, right?
Yeah.
I wouldn't think that would. I mean, I'm sure that. If he wins, Shelby will saddle up to him. Sure, I mean, sure. Not that he needs to. I mean, Shelby's already pretty powerful, but...
Right, it's just a matter of getting along, your two senators getting along.
I think they put a lot of that aside.
Which is so funny to me, because I understand from people kind of in the know that Shelby never liked Sessions.
Really? Hmm.
Yeah.
That's strange.
I mean, philosophically, they are miles apart. Remember... Shelby's an old Democrat. He beat Jeremiah Denton to get into the U.S. Senate, 1986.
Mm-hmm.
He was a Democrat congressman from West Alabama. Mm-hmm. And never thought to be a conservative. And he's not a Trump conservative.
When did he make the change, Jack?
I can't remember. All right, so... I think probably 92, because he was elected to the Senate in 86.
Okay.
I was and, just wondering if there was some key issue where he said, okay, I can't take it anymore. I'm changing.
He didn't do a Phil Graham.
Yeah.
Phil Graham was a Democrat congressman from College Station, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
He was an economics professor at Texas A&M. He ran for Congress as a Democrat, and he won. Tip O'Neill kicked him off the budget committee, and it pissed him off, so he resigned, which forced a special election. He ran as a Republican and beat, like, 20 people in the primary. It was just so funny. It was so funny. I mean, that took some wavos.
Yes, it did.
Well, we shall see. Well, good job, callers. We got through one. We got to hit another break. 272-9228. Y'all hold your positions. I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Campbell on the phone. Eddie Bader in the house.
Yeah, yeah.
More news and views. Second hour begins when we come back.
Coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home.